Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
On this episode of The Conversation Piece, we're pleased to share Manual Life Presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail and produced by The Walrus Lab. On the podcast, climate, academic, business, and Indigenous experts from all walks of nature talk about how having access to diverse environmental spaces and engaging diverse people in them can promote physical and mental health, as well as help to restore and preserve the earth. When people talk about environmental health, it's usually about increased pollution, lost biodiversity, protecting the environment, and slowing contamination. An area that often gets overlooked is the inequality humans face in accessing nature through social factors such as housing, economics, food, and education, which all play a role in excluding people from enjoying the benefits of nature. Welcome to Manulife Presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail and produced by The Walrus Lab. I'm Emma Mackenzie Hillier. Current research focuses on how systemic barriers limit participation in nature by ethnic minorities who face economic challenges and greater levels of poverty. In Toronto, this burden is greater on racial minorities, new immigrants, and youth in low-income housing. Eraz Soyelp is the Director of Social Impact for Private Markets at Manulife Investment Management. She talks about the barriers that marginalized communities face when engaging with nature and why we must consider diverse socioeconomic and cultural needs of local communities when designing programming and spaces that are accessible to all. She spoke at Manulife Presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail.
Hello, everyone. My name is Eraz Soyalp, and I'm the Director of Social Impact and Private Markets at Manulife Investment Management. Inger Andersen, United Nations Environment Programs Executive Director, once said, "No one can take away the clean environment, nature, water, and air away from us." And she said this at a very, very historic moment. She said this when the UN accepted a resolution recognizing right to clean environment as a human right. This, of course, did not come as a surprise, as we see increased pollution and loss of biodiversity. I'm not here today to talk about the fact that we should be preserving the nature, we should not be using plastics, or we should not be contaminating environment, water, or air. In 2024, I hope we already have a common understanding and agreement on that. Instead, I would like to take your attention to a topic that often goes unnoticed: unequal access to nature. You may think that nature is out there, free and for everyone. Probably you walked through the Queen's Park when you were coming down to this theater, or maybe you went out for a run in a trail this morning, maybe not today in the snowy weather, but maybe yesterday or last Wednesday when it was 18 degrees. But it's not everyone's story. Since the Industrial Revolution, our minds were set to grow economically. And economic growth did not come with equitable benefits for everyone. There is abundance of evidence when it comes to inequalities in accessing food, housing, shelter, education, or health, you name it, right? But we do not think about the inequalities that some of us may be facing when it comes to accessing nature. Yet, there are plenty of barriers. In addition to the physical barriers, there are economic barriers, psychological barriers, cultural barriers, or like other barriers. People of color and low-income families are not only more susceptible to immunocompromising diseases because they disproportionately live in areas with more toxic air and water pollution, they also have few safe and close to home green and blue spaces to go. Children, people with disabilities, or elderly refrain from using green and blue spaces due to lack of drinking fountains, seating arrangements, or toilets. Women feel less safe in those spaces. It refrains them from using them. Research shows that in the U.S., 74% of the non-white households are living in the nature-deprived areas. This figure goes up to 23% among the white households. Coming back home, Canada. Research shows that 76% of the Canadian households with less than $20,000 annual income have a safe and close-to-home green space to go. This figure goes up to 95% among the households with more than $150,000 per year. Access to nature is a human right. This is where we belong. This is where we feel happy, where we replenish, where we forget about our worries. Remember our days during COVID? It was our only and one shelter. We were looking forward to go out to take a fresh air, to take a breath of fresh air. The benefits of spending time in nature is clear. Students who spend more time in nature perform much better in standardized tests. They show more enthusiasm towards school. They have better attendance rates. Spending time in nature reduces mortality and morbidity due to chronic diseases. It improves our mental health. It reduces obesity. And it improves our general quality of life. Yet, many people are deprived from these benefits, and it's not because of their fault. Proximity to nature is one factor, but it does not paint the full picture. Neighborhood exposure is an important way that we engage with the nature, but also the habits, our attitudes, are the norms that we follow, also defines how much voluntary time we spend in nature. One in five Canadians are foreign-born, and you know what? They find the Canadian nature wild and frightening. Surprising you? Cultural, religious, gender, and social norms define how we engage with nature. For the fellow Torontonians in the room, I'll take you to the Trinity Bellwoods Park. When you go there over the weekend, you will see people around 30 years of age playing spikeball. If you go to Sunnybrook Park, you will see extended families barbecuing and bonding with their grandchildren. This is how differently we engage with nature. Our background matters. If we do not take these differences into account, and if we do not address these inequities in accessing nature, women will continue feeling unsafe in those trails, or a mother of three will find it too costly and time-consuming to take a bus to be able to find a green space, to be able to play soccer with her kids, and families in downtown who look forward for the weekend to be able to barbecue with their grandchildren will not be able to do so. I am not asking to build barbecue stations all across the town. This is not what I ask. But when we build food security hunger programs, we take proximity, social norms, gender norms, religious norms into account, because we want people to benefit from the programs that we are offering to them. You know why? We recognize food security as a human right. So is nature. Access to nature, access to clean environment is a human right. We should be taking the same approach when it comes to municipal programming and community investment programming. I know that there are many of you in the room, individuals, institutions, organizations, people who spoke before me, they are already working towards that this common goal. And my call here today is to do more. Thank you.
Eras Soyelp is the Director of Social Impact for Private Markets at Manulife Investment Management. She wants Canadians to realize their privilege and use that privilege to remove barriers for newcomers. She spoke at Manulife Presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail. To hear more of these talks, subscribe to the conversation piece on your favorite podcast platform, or you can register for upcoming events online or at a city near you by visiting thewalrus.ca/events.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.